every city and countryside, and the faithful who dwell therein, let us pray to the Lord. Our seasonable weather, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. Our travelers by land, by sea, and by air, the sick, the suffering, the captive, and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Commemorating our most holy, most pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our
all glory, honor, and worship to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to ages of ages.
Thank you.
pure. Most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
For thine is the majesty, and thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, unto ages of ages.
Most pure, most pure. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
For thou art good God and lovest mankind, and in thee we ascribe glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
There is forgiveness with thee, that thou be. thou art our God, the God who has mercy and who saves. And to thee we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
Yeah. soul of the man who hid his talent. Do not hide the word of God. Proclaim his wonders, that increasing the gift of grace, you may enter into the joy of your Lord.
Let my ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication.
الواحد فليعظم القول بإيمان العالم الإسلامي. us from all that seek after our soul. From
Omni,
Lord, of Lord, our eyes and deep,
the joy of your Lord,
not to shame.
Though I've gone astray,
we have brought glory out of worship. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, unto ages of
glory. Amen. Bless last and only entry.
Bless the entry of thy holy place, always now and ever, unto ages of ages.
Amen. Wisdom, stand upright.
Wisdom, light of the holy glory of the immortal Father, heavenly holy, blessed Jesus Christ, now that we have come to the setting of the sun, and behold the light of evening, we praise God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. For we did his herald times to worship thee with voices of praise.
Fell upon the ground and worshiped. And he said, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrong.
Peace be to you, reader.
Yeah.
but give rather the spirit of chastity, humility, patience, and love to thy spirit. Yea, O Lord and King, grant me to see my own transgressions, and not to judge my brother. For blessed art thou unto ages of ages. Amen.
Illumine our hearts, O Master, who lovest mankind, with the pure light of thy divine knowledge, and open the eyes of our minds to the understanding of thy gospel teachings. Implant in us also the fear of thy blessed commandments, that trampling down all carnal desires, we may enter upon a spiritual manner of living, both thinking and doing such things as are well-pleasing unto thee. For thou art the illumination of our souls and bodies, O Christ our God, and unto thee we ascribe glory together with thy unregenerate Father, and thine own holy, good, and light-giving Spirit, now and ever, unto ages of ages.
Amen. Bless, Master, him who proclaims the tidings of the Holy Apostle and Evangelist Matthew.
May God, through the prayers of the Holy Glorious Apostle and Evangelist Matthew, enable thee to proclaim the good tidings with great power to the fulfillment of the gospel of his beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen, amen, amen. Let it be to me according to thy word, O Holy Apostle and Evangelist Matthew. Receive with thy merciful God the fewer prayers that we grant our souls forgiveness of our sins.
Wisdom attend, let us hear the Holy Gospel.
Peace be to all.
A reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. As were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark, and they did not know until the flood came and swept them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field. One is taken and one is left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One is taken and one is left. Watch therefore, for you do not know in what hour, at what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the householder had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have watched and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his master has set over his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions. But if that wicked servant says in his heart, my master is delayed, and begins to beat his fellow servants, and eats and drinks with the drunken, the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he does not know, and will punish him, and put him with the hypocrites. Their men will weep and gnash their teeth. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be compared to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, and the foolish said to the wise, Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise replied, Perhaps there will not be enough for us and for you. Go rather into to the dealers and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the doors were shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he replied, Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man will come. For it will be as when a man going on a journey called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have faith, I have made 5 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. And he who had the 2 talents came forward, saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also who had received the 1 talent came forward, saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you did not winnow. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master answered him, You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sowed, and gather where I have not winnowed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has will more be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. There men will weep and gnash their teeth. When the Son of Man comes in glory with all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep at his right hand, but the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, Come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. And the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see thee hungry and feed thee, or thirsty and give thee drink? And when did we see thee a stranger and welcome thee, or naked and clothe thee? And when did we see thee sick or in prison and visit thee? And the king will answer them, Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Then he will say to those at his left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they will answer, Lord, when did we see thee hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to thee? Then he will answer them, Truly I say to you, as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me, and they will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. When Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said to his disciples, You know that after 2 days the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man will be delivered to be
Bishop John, who are kept in the
Bishop Alexander, Layla, Sahar, and Drula, Selwa, Asma, Georgette, Kyle and Miriam, Nahila and Neil, Vera, Alex, Aniotis, Vera, Betty, Miriam, Phyllis, Carol, Roland, Ronald, Shauna, Daisy, Ida, Nawal, Nimmer, Sally, Nuffley, Nicola, Danny, George, Renee, Ida, Elias, John, Elaine, Eva, Michael, Nancy, William, Lois, Peter, Joanne, Shafika, Lana, Patricia, Lucille, Fran, Karen, Joanne, Ferris, Sahar, Layla, Crystal, and Nicholas, Shani, Natalie, the newborn, Ira, Michael, Ola, the newborn, George, Lindsay, Ryan, the newborn, Haley, Marie, Hyman, Diana, the newborn, Yasin, our expectant parents, Katrina and Gary, and Rod and Sandy, all first responders and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parishes, and the members of our parish councils, organizations, and departments, and for the pardon and forgiveness of their sins.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for those who bring offerings and do good works in this holy and all venerable house, for those who labor and those who sing, and for all the people here present who await thy great and rich mercy. For thou art a merciful God and lovest mankind, and thee we ascribe glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy destruction. Do thou free all our senses from deadly passions. Set over them as a good guide the understanding that is within us. And let our eyes abstain from every evil sight, our hearing be inaccessible to idle words, and our tongues be purged of unseemly speech. Make clean our lips which praise thee, O Lord. Make our hands refrain from base deeds, and to work only that which is well pleasing to thee, fortifying our members and minds by thy grace. For unto thee are due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
Amen. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Wisdom.
O Master, holy and exceeding good, we implore thee, who are rich in mercy, be gracious to our sins, and make us worthy of the reception of thy only begotten Son, and our God, the King of glory. For behold, his most pure body and life-giving blood, entering at this present hour, are about to be set forth on this mystical table by multitudes of heavenly hosts invisibly upborn. Grant us to partake of them without condemnation, that through them our mental sight may be illumined, and we may become the children of the light and of the day. Through the gift of thy Christ, with whom thou art blessed, together with thy life-creating Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Now the power of heaven to serve and preserve you with us. Lo, the King of glory enters. Lo, the mystical sacrifices are born and fulfilled.
Let us draw near in faith and love, be unconfused, and to life eternal. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Now the power of heaven to serve and visibly with us. Lo, the King of glory enters. Lo, the mystical sacrifice is of born fulfilled.
Let us draw near in faith and love and become communicants and of life eternal. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Now the powers of heaven do serve invisibly with us. Lo, the King of glory enters. Lo, the mystical sacrifice is of born fulfilled.
Let us draw near in faith and love and become communicants of life eternal. Alleluia, alleluia.
Oh.
mercy upon us. Through the prayers of our Holy Fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy upon us. Through the prayers of our Holy Fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy upon us. Let us draw now near in faith and love and become communicants of life eternal.
Let us draw
sanctified things, and by them being given life,
we may be united to thy Christ himself, our true God, who said, "Whoso eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him." That by thy word, O Lord, dwelling within us and sojourning among us, we may become a temple of thy all-holy and adorable Spirit, reaping from every diabolical wile wrought either by deed or word or thought, and may obtain the good things promised to us with all thy saints, who always have been well-pleasing to thee, and make us worthy, O Master, that with boldness and without condemnation, we may dare to call upon thee, the heavenly God, as Father, and to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Отче наш, сійшия си на небесе, да святись ім'я Твоє, да прийде царствие Твоє, да буде воля Твоя, як на небесі і на землі. Хліб наш насущний даш нам днес, і остави нам долги наші, як же і оставляємо дожди наші, і не веди нас в іскушення, но ізбави нас від зла.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Oh, dear.
brothers and sisters, lo, I draw near to mortal King and our God, the precious and holy body, the one time Savior, Jesus Christ. Say, pardon unto me, the unworthy priest Joseph, for the remission of my sins and unto life everlasting. Amen. I believe, O Lord.
Life.
That the Lord is
Jesus. Christ, our true God, through the intercessions of His all-immaculate and all-blameless Holy Mother, of our Father among the saints, Gregory Theologos, whose liturgy we celebrate on this day, of the great martyr George, the trophy bearer, patron and protector of our community, of Mary Magdalene, the myrrh bearer, equal to the apostles, of Nicholas, of Myra and Lycia, the wonder worker, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for as much as He is good and loves mankind, through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy upon us and save us. Amen. We welcome again Father Matthew and a couple of others that are here that are not from St. George. It's great to have you. This evening here at St. George, and also at St. Nicholas, will be the bridegroom matins at 6:30 at Mary Magdalene. It starts at 7. Tomorrow will be the last pre-sanctified, and that will begin at 9 o'clock. I'll be hearing confessions if anyone would like, and let us come and venerate the icon of the bridegroom.
Behold.